The Medicare bill included many compromises. Conservative Republicans in the House had opposed any expansion of Medicare. The creation of alternative private insurance plans for Medicare helped coax conservatives into supporting the bill. To discuss the Bush administration's point of view of the bill, here is Thomas A. Scully, the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Good morning.
Morning.
The Medicare bill adds a drug benefit and makes changes intended to restructure Medicare. Which do you believe was more important?
Oh, well, they're both, I think, equally important. We worked on this for years, and, you know, I understand Senator Kennedy's concerns. I worked with him for years, but this bill is very much like the Senate bill, and I think he obviously needs to look a little more at the details. But it has a lot of very important things to modernize the program. We've done nothing in 38 years to change the program. It's a very antiquated insurance model, and, you know, it obviously adds a huge drug benefit. So it's not just the... You know, the AARP is for it, and they've traditionally been a much more Democratic-leaning organization. The American Hospital Association, the American Medical Association, the Catholic Health Association. If it wasn't a really good bill, these people wouldn't be supporting it.
The senator's pretty adamant about it. He thinks it's a Trojan horse designed to kill Medicare.
Well, he voted for the Senate bill and spent a lot of time working with us, and believe me, it's quite a bit like the Senate bill. I think, to be honest with you, this is a lot more politics than policy. It's a very good bill. I'm pretty certain it's going to pass. And I think, you know, to be honest with you, a lot of people on the Democratic side are irritated that they're in the position where a long-time Democratic issue is being handled by Republicans, and it puts them in a pretty tough bind. I think that's largely the issue.
What about people who are going to find this coverage is inadequate for them, or worse, might lose their generous retiree coverage?
Well, I think that nobody's going to lose their retiree coverage in this bill. We think it's actually going to be a little better. But if you're a low-income person, which is what most people in Congress and certainly we're most concerned about, there's 7 million seniors below 135% of poverty. They're going to pay virtually nothing. They're going to get a tremendous insurance benefit, and they're going to have at most $2 copayments for generic drugs and $5 for name brand drugs. And all the way up through the income stream, even the highest income seniors are going to get well over $1,000 per year in additional annual subsidy. So there's not a single senior in America that's going to be better off with this bill.
Which makes Medicare more expensive.
Definitely more expensive, but also one of the issues with Medicare is that Medicare is growing at about 14% this year, 13%, and much faster than the private economy. And part of that is that we think it's structured in a very antiquated way. I fix prices, my agency, for virtually every hospital in the country gets paid the same thing for hip replacement. The average hospital probably gets 55% of its revenue from my agency through Medicare and Medicaid. And there's no place else in the world where everybody gets paid the same, whether they do the best job or the worst job. So we're trying to modernize the program and create some incentives for people to talk about quality, measure quality, and get paid differentially if they do a good job.
Now, some conservatives resisted the measure. They said Congress shouldn't be adding a new entitlement when the country can't afford the ones it has now. Don't they have a point?
Well, I was involved in, I've worked with Senator Kennedy for a long time. I was the White House person who was trying to save catastrophic health care in 1989. We've been trying to add a drug benefit for 20 years. This is, I think, a very reasonable effort. It's way too big for many Republicans, and it's way too small for many Democrats, and I think what we found is the middle. People on the far left are very unhappy, and people on the right are unhappy, and most of the people in the middle are going to vote for the bill.
But the bill won't permit people to buy cheaper prescription drugs from Canada and other countries.
No, but you know what you find is seniors pay 15 to 25% more than anybody else because they're the only ones that walk into a drugstore and buy a drug in a group of one. Everybody under 65 is in an insurance plan that buys in a group of hundreds of thousands, so you don't find a whole lot of non-seniors going to Canada. I think what you find is seniors pay them more than anybody else right now, and they go to Canada because they get the worst deal. So hopefully this bill will go a long way towards taking care of that problem.
Thank you very much. Thomas A. Scully is the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.